Is news from the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W99CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Reaction has been mixed in the wake of President Biden pardoning son Hunter's tax and gun convictions.
We know that the president had talked to his family about this potential pardon over the weekend. Senior staff was informed on Saturday night that there was a possibility that he would do this, and he made up his mind yesterday. And he said in his statement last night that once he made the decision to issue the pardon, there was no sense in delaying it further.
ABC's Karen Travers. Madison, Wisconsin Judge Jacob Frost on Monday restored collective bargaining rights to teachers and other public employee unions that were stripped away by the legislature in 2011. An appeal to the state Supreme Court is likely. Swiss prosecutors say right-to-die activist Florian Willett was released on Monday after more than 2 months in custody over the reported first use of a so-called suicide capsule. Investigators ruled out the possibility of an intentional homicide. This is ABC News. Believed to have been held in Gaza, officials have confirmed the death of an Israeli-American soldier in the Hamas sneak attack more than a year ago.
We understand that he was killed on that initial battle on the morning of October 7th. The IDF initially thought that perhaps he had just been wounded and dragged into Gaza. He was attacked in a tank that he commanded. He apparently did not survive. There now remain only three hostages that are believed to be alive who have American citizenship.
ABC's Matt Gutman. The Supreme Court took arguments on the ban on flavored e-cigarettes.
The agency says that those candy flavors like Juicy, the Jimmy Juice Man, Peachy Strawberry, and Icy Pineapple Express are dangerous. They hook kids. But the industry today made a strong argument, rather, that those flavors are really good for adults who want to quit smoking and that there's actually a real benefit to public health. So we'll have to see how the justices weigh that science.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our VacPack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks are on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight in Detroit, an NBA Cup game, the in-season tournament. Doc Rivers thinks this could be a fun game to watch.
It's early in the season, and you have a game that has some meaning behind it. The team that you're playing, it's a must-win for them. You know, it's a must-win for both teams in some ways. You don't get this early, and so I think it's good for everybody.
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Michigan tonight in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation in the latest AP poll. NFL, Packers getting ready for the Lions. Green Bay defensive end Lucas Van Ness has a quarterback sack in each of the Packers' last two games. I asked him about Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that he's a very efficient passer, and we're going to do what we can just to kind of keep the momentum we've had over the past few weeks, getting after quarterbacks and trying to do our best to impact the game that way.
That's the Packers' Lucas Van Ness with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky in the overnight as lows drop to the middle teens. Our winds will be light. Tuesday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine. Southwest winds turning gusty in the afternoon. And high temperatures warming to the upper 20s to near 30. It's 24 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV's Mike Toomey, who will discuss his 10th annual Christmas special in Southeast Wisconsin. Then Nightlight frequent flyer Frank Anderson joins the show to tell Christmas ghost stories.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program here, the first day of the brand new month. And David Pepper was supposed to be with us right now. I'm not sure what happened, so we'll get to that, or we won't, as time goes on. But there's a few other things I wanted to talk about. The Attorney General for Texas, this is our just plain cruel alert. The Attorney General for Texas, Ken Paxton, the guy who was charged with being a criminal, shall we say, a wildly cruel and corrupt Christian nationalist who was impeached by House Republicans last year and kept his job thanks to the more MAGA Senate Republicans, is how he's described in a piece over at friendlyatheist.com. He is suing a homeless shelter in Texas for, quote, operating a taxpayer-funded drug paraphernalia giveaway next to an elementary school. It is true that Sunrise Homeless Navigation Center is in the neighborhood of an elementary school. And it is true that homeless people and drug addicts go there, and some of the drug addicts go there to get clean needles to prevent them from getting AIDS or Hep C or other diseases that are transmitted by people using needles. And it is true that these people really need help. I mean, they're genuinely homeless and genuinely drug addicted. And Ken Paxton's trying to shut them down, saying that there's a school and the neighborhoods don't like homeless people. But he doesn't want to replace it with anything. What are you going to do? You shut that down, and where are these homeless? I mean, it's just going to make the situation worse, right? So the charity is fighting back, and they're saying, we have a religious liberty under the First Amendment. We have the right to do things because of our faith. Now, this is something that the Supreme Court has reaffirmed over and over and over again. You don't have to bake a cake for a queer couple if your religion doesn't like queer people, right? You don't have to officiate at a wedding. You don't have to provide services in many ways to people if your religion opposes it. Used to be they quoted Christianity to prevent, to withhold services from black people. Now it's queer people. But, bottom line, and now Paxton is basically saying, you can't use religion to provide. This is kind of the opposite of it, right? The Supreme Court has said, yes, religion allows you to be a bigot, basically. Well, here comes a church. This is the Sunrise Community Church is part of the Reformed Church of America, which is generally a liberal Protestant branch. And, they run homeless shelters and things. I mean, that is literally doing what Jesus said in Matthew 25, serving the least of the least, among you. When you do it unto them, you've done it unto me, he said. So anyhow, the Alan Graham, the Texas Christian nonprofit's Mobile Loaves and Fishes and Community First Village, he said, thankfully, the First Amendment, federal law and state law protect churches that serve people experiencing homelessness across our country, even when governments attempt to restrict their work. So keep an eye on this. This is going to get interesting. This is from the lawsuit. Again, I'm quoting from friendlyatheist.com. Paxson says it spends dozens of pages describing all the ways people in the community are disturbed by the people serviced by Sunrise, but he has no plan B to help them out. He wants to shut down the Christian ministry without offering any kind of alternative, and the unhoused people aren't going to go away. They add, if the Republicans running the state government want to give the city enough funding to open new shelters away from local schools, that would be one thing. But that's not the case here. Paxson just wants to shut this one down. So anyhow, they note that these faith-based arguments, you know, like I said, they've had some success with the Supreme Court. Will they succeed here? Will the Supreme Court say, yes, based on your faith, you can be a bigot and deny services to some people, but based on your faith, you can't continue. We're not going to say that based on your faith, you can continue to serve the poor and the homeless. Even though that's the essence at the core of Christianity. It is at the core of the Sermon on the Mount. It is at the core of Matthew 25, the parable of the goats and the sheep. Look it up. But no, they're saying not us. Meanwhile, will most media get banned first? I mean, this is something, you know, very interesting. The separation of church and state, religion and public schools being tested by Christian conservatives. The Texas State Board of Education is going to be voting next month on whether to allow public school districts, this is kind of along the same lines, to opt into a new elementary school curriculum featuring Bible-based lessons. And this material got narrow approval in the Republican State Board of Education, 8-7 vote. So all the Democrats vote on the board said no, and three Republicans joined them and said no, but they still had eight Republicans who want the Bible in the curriculum for teachers in elementary schools in Texas. And what's bizarre about this, I mean, this is Christian nationalism on steroids. Right. What's bizarre about this is that teachers don't have to teach this, but if they do, they get $60 per child per year for putting, this is in their fifth grade classrooms, for putting the Bible into or religion. Now, let me be very clear. I am not only not opposed to teaching about religion in schools, I'm actually in favor of it. I think that we should have comparative religion classes. I think people need to understand the difference between Judaism and Christianity and Hinduism and you know, the ancient Nordic religions. I mean, we have a one regular caller, you know, into the program who's always, you know, happy Freya's Day, right? Freya is the goddess, a Norwegian goddess, right? I mean, there are still people who are practicing Druidism and who are practicing some of the ancient religions. We should be talking about all these things in public schools and pointing out, you know, the various mythologies, because these are all, you know, really mythologies and the history associated with them. But to advocate belief in any of them is a completely different thing. And that's what they're trying to do in Texas. This is Mark Chauncey. He's a religion studies professor at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. He says, quote, when a public school plays religious favorites by emphasizing Christianity more than any other tradition, and by teaching about Christianity in a way that's likely to promote encouragement of Christianity's religious claims, and that violates all of our religious freedom. Now, Texas is not alone in this. On January 1st, you know, in 4 weeks, A law goes into effect in Louisiana that requires all teachers K through 12 to post the Ten Commandments in their classrooms. Now, there's an appeal. It's on hold right now, but that's when it's supposed to start. In Oklahoma, the top, you know, Ryan Walters, the top education official for the state, bought a bunch of Trump Bibles and wants to incorporate the Bible into lesson plans. There's a lawsuit there, too. Even some of the teachers who don't teach the Bible could lose their license to teach the Bible.
Every time
so it's getting
you're
pretty wild.
Hurt, it hurts
it's
me
getting
too.
Very wild.
She ain't the girl.
So what's going on, news? We'll be back on the Insider Break 15 minutes past the hour. Stick around. We got a lot to do.
General Counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main part of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of bringing Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Here you may be missing out. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
First time seeing my friend, I feel like my life did a 180. He's really the definition of like why love body.
Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than this diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Super Bearing.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet Consigned Clothing Store, where our gift certificates are the perfect fit.
Use the best.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boston.
SuperBearing.com. To get 15% off and save even more on bundles,
he's the one in the middle of the crowd that you're gonna notice. Like you feel like you're floating, like a cloud in the sky.
To get 15% off,
the one that gets to think that you might have just died forever. Like it couldn't get any better. Got the stars in a line.
Never taken.
Get your home
money
holiday
from any,
ready. Living room sets start at $699.99. A-plus furniture has it all.
I do run a nonprofit foundation, HereWhiteMattersFoundation.org, to help Ukraine defend itself from Russia's unprovoked attack on February 24, 2022. I served in the military for nearly 22 years, and my loyalty is to supporting the U.S. Constitution.
Chestnuts roasting
and
on an open
That's why
fire.
I reported presidential corruption when I witnessed an effort to steal
Jack
an election.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
And when called on Congress to testify about presidential corruption, I did so as
Yuletide
required by law.
Carols being sung by a choir
and
folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows of turkey and some mistletoe. Help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep. Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
Phrase. I mean, you know,
to kids from 1 to 92, although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Make your dreams happen. Call Doris. That's 800-640-6298.
A mistletoe.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Reaction has been mixed in the wake of President Biden pardoning son Hunter's tax and gun convictions.
We know that the president had talked to his family about this potential pardon over the weekend. Senior staff was informed on Saturday night that there was a possibility that he would do this, and he made up his mind yesterday. And he said in his statement last night that once he made the decision to issue the pardon, there was no sense in delaying it further.
ABC's Karen Travers. Madison, Wisconsin Judge Jacob Frost on Monday restored collective bargaining rights to teachers and other public employee unions that were stripped away by the legislature in 2011. An appeal to the state Supreme Court is likely. Swiss prosecutors say Right to Die activist Florian Willett was released on Monday after more than 2 months in custody over the reported first use of a so-called suicide capsule. Investigators ruled out the possibility of an intentional homicide. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I was playing my guitar.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to kill someone from a mudslide on the way to a party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noted and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. And it's surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwab, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. Well, look at the weekend's box office haul. Turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's bargain. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million, crowning out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy, Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwab, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky in the overnight as lows drop to the middle teens. Our winds will be light. Tuesday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine. Southwest winds turning gusty in the afternoon. High temperatures warming to the upper 20s to near 30. It's 24 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber in places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight-up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small-time dairy farms across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because the more you know, I like it.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers joins us for some Tuesday Tangents with Luke and also a What's Worse.
Wait, be here. The Todd Albaugh Show. Tonight. Weekdays noon till 2.
I have left for you behind.
Mr. Trump.
For you don't belong to me.
Mess.
Your heart belongs.
Someone
else. There we go. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls.
Why
here.
Should
Michael
I keep
Bronx, New York.
Loving
hey, Michael,
you?
What's up? Happy holidays. Hey,
when I know that you're not true. And why should I call your name? When you're the blame. Or making me
blue.
Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely. Prayed for you all day. My love. Why should I keep loving you?
When I know that you're not true. I think that Biden should right now preemptively pardon Jack Smith.
And why should I call your name when you're the blame?
By name. And frankly, anybody else that they can figure out is on Trump's enemies list. I think that we should preemptively pardon all of them right now.
Exactly.
Got a new book out on freedom. And
I was so lonely. Pray for you only.
Any political leader.
My love.
And the thing is you're sharing ground.
Why should I keep loving you?
I guess it was just CNN. And
when I know that you're not true.
Sort of right. And this is how they connect.
And why should I call your name
transactional?
When you're the blame.
Man, you know, she gets something,
or
he gets something.
Blue.
You know, they cooperate on a deal.
Like a business.
She quickly, learned that she made a mistake. With Trump, it's not just that. There has to be a winner or a loser. And why that's important is because Americans, certainly all Trumpers, but
he's
not just Trumpers, are that way now.
Wore a brown tattered suit.
How does relate to
and hungry blue eyes. Desert storm boots. He said, I need a job. I got wife. I got kids. Please tell me, miss, how do I dress?
Bernie Moreno.
So I said, you can wear moccasins, Birkin socks, low cut tie tops, or go without the shoes.
You
can be purple, pink, polka dot. It don't matter what when you're red, white, and blue. Or in next black, shaved heads, dreadlocks, in any room. One man's crazy.
Is
another man. Need a hard working man.
All right.
They're your grandfather's father. Help settle this land. The money's fair and it's not very far. And they want you to come as you are. As you are. You can wear moccasins, Birkenstocks, low cut tie tops, or go without shoes. You can be
Charles
purple, pink, polka dot. It don't matter what when you're red, white, and blue. Oh, rednecks, black tops, shaved heads, dreadlocks. There ain't any rules. One man's crazy is another man's another man.
I'm
cool.
I'm
your guy. You can wear moccasins, Birkenstocks, low cuts, high tops, or go without shoes. You can be purple, pink, polka dot. It don't matter what when you're red, white, and blue. Redneck, flat top, shaved heads, dreadlocks, green and emu. One man's crazy. Here's another man's crew. One man's crazy. Here's another man's. Another man's.
Charles, your phone is breaking up really badly. I'm not sure why.
If you're you,
Mateo, Charles is on line one. I couldn't figure out what's going on with his phone. Jessica, Chicago. Hi, Jessica. What's up?
WRCO.
Hi, Tom.
Show me what
my husband's cousin.
100.9. And I have to say, I felt like you were there in spirit. So we were there, and we were pissed.
Every time I try.
Sweet. Jessica, thanks for sharing your story with us. I'm genuinely curious how people have dealt with this. You're the first person to share it. Yes, we had Trumpers for Thanksgiving. Story.
That's a good one.
Thank you, Justin. It's always nice to meet you. We'll be right back. It's just about 45 minutes past.
You kept another football.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archive.
Yep, sure enough. It's almost the next best thing. Think you're something, don't you? Breaking hearts and taking names. You think it's all just fun and games. Till a heart breaks you.
$2 million. The guy bought a banana for 35 cents and took a bit of duct tape and put it on a white wall.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially for
all of us down here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Baskerville.
That's why Safe Wilkins Skin Doctor wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. Saved by the Skin Doctor is brought to you by the American Association of Law Enforcement Initiative and the Ad
Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Quaitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play stores and listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors.
I must admit, it threw me at first.
Elections of 2026 are really going to finish the purge. I think they're going to get all the non-MAGA Republicans
out of the window tight, and it still comes blowing.
I think what's going to happen is we're going to go to
so
the
will climb
liberals and progressives,
the highest
Democrats,
and watch
He's a solid progressive, and he understands how to win elections, and he understands how to talk to people. He's only 43 years old. The reason I met him, in 2006, in Madison at John Nichols' home. And we had a party. My recollection is it was like a Christmas party or something. I think it was a snowy day, but I might be wrong. Sometimes memory plays tricks on you. But I remember after meeting Ben, Louise said, he's going someplace. He was in his late 20s at the time, and he looks young anyway. But he's been around for a number of times. By the way, Sean, he's been on the program a number of times. I used to debate him back in 2016. He's a good guy, and I want to say
hi.
Charles, I need to move along. Thank you for the call. Thank you. John in Seattle. Hey, John.
Well,
what's up?
I would say everyone could stay till they're too old to die.
I think his politics position
sort of has a
on Fruit Loops, although it's been derided in the media, is basically correct. California has banned Fruit Loops as long as they use colored dyes, which are known to contribute to developmental disabilities in kids. And I think Canada has already prohibited the dyes. And
you can't drop by. If I run into your brother, can't tell him to tell you how.
You can't call. Anything that reduces the profits of the food industry or the drug industry is probably not going to happen.
We can't meet for margaritas. I can't wear that dress you love.
In some ways it's
because you look at me like I want you to.
I'd go for that. I'd go for that. Texas.
We can't
Jared
be
in Santa Fe. Hey, Jared, what's on your mind today?
We both know that you can't tell me you don't love her, and I've got no right to ask, so I'll pretend like I don't care. I won't send a birthday card if you see me out somewhere.
They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free, low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation.
We'd make out in a crowd somewhere. Somebody tell us to get a room. It's hard to believe that was me and you. Now we keep saying we're okay.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn, Wisdem's chair Ben Wickler makes a run for the DNC. Also, Susan Webb and Yackey talks about finding common ground in Wisconsin. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. Drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber in places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richmond Center. And always on the Civic Media app.